The Afghan Political Bureau decided to nominate Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit as the sole candidate for the position of chairman of SPLM during the third SPLM National Convention and consequently the presidential flag bearer in the national elections at the end of the transitional period.
That is Akol Paul Kordit, the SPLM's first Deputy Secretary General for Political Affairs and Organization, announcing the National Liberation Council's nomination of President Kiir as the party's presidential candidate for the general elections. The elections are to be held at the end of the transitional period in late 2024.
This is a collective decision of the SPLM Political Bureau. That tells you we have no candidate, none other than our chairman in the Political Bureau.
Party members welcomed the announcement with a standing ovation. Eastern Equatoria State Governor Luis Lobong-Lajore seconded the endorsement on behalf of the Equatoria region.
I would like to raise emotions of a secondment of what the National Political Bureau decided to nominate Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit as the chairperson, the candidate for the chairperson for the coming national conventions, and subsequently the flag bearer for the coming general election.
Giving his acceptance speech, Mr. Kiir happily welcomed his endorsement as the SPLM's flag bearer.
I accept your nomination. I am humbled and honored by your decision to nominate me for these two important tasks. That is to be the only sole candidate in the forthcoming convention and becomes also the flag bearer for the SPLM party in the general election.
Among the resolutions passed during the meeting, the NLC said the Arusha Agreement reached among the factions of the SPLM in Tanzania in 2015 has been completely implemented. Another resolution approved key documents of the party on financial management and a code of conduct and a discipline. The party also established 11 national committees to strengthen its governance policies. The National Liberation Council also called on breakaway parties, including the SPLM-IO, to relinquish the acronym SPLM and leave it with the mother party, the faction Kiir leads. Kordit warns that the SPLM could take the SPLM-IO, which Riek Machar leads, and other parties to court if they continue to use the acronym. In closing the NLC meeting, President Kiir pledged to stabilize the country and called on the South Sudanese people to work harder to build the country.
All of us, if we unite, we leave fighting among ourselves and we work together, I believe we will be great people.
South Sudan is due to hold its first elections in late 2024, according to the new roadmap for implementing the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.